everyone a very warm welcome into our service in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we appreciate each one that's tuned in. God bless you all for wherever you're tuned in from. The Lord bless you tonight. Tonight we want to look at part three, Jesus Christ is our healer. And we saw last week that ultimately that it is God's word that is our healer, and it is God's word that we're standing upon, the word of Almighty God. And I want tonight really to talk about faith, and I want to try and show the difference between faith and hope. And I want us to see that a lot of people are hoping. Hope is you're hoping in the future that it'll turn out good, but that's not really faith. There's a difference in faith and hope, and it's good to have hope, but faith is something completely different. Also, I have a prayer request here tonight from a brethren. God bless you, brethren, all the brethren from Belfast. The Lord bless you. We prayed for him a few weeks back. He had drank cleaning fluid, car cleaning fluid. He drank it. And we're glad that the Lord touched him, and he's gone in for a wee operation or into the hospital again. And we want to pray for him tonight that the Lord will touch him again, and his wee stomach and his body under the hand of the Lord will be precious to this wee lad, Ollie, this evening. I want us just to pray right away the service tonight. And if you have a need, I want you to believe God tonight, whatever your need is. Believe that God will meet your need, and we really are trusting on the Lord this evening, and we're depending upon him tonight. Let's bow our heads while we ask the Lord's blessing. Father, we thank you that we have open access into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you the veil is rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the way is made into the holiest of holies, a new and living way, by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. We thank you for that precious blood. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean upon thy name. Father, we do plead the merits of that precious blood tonight. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be the hyssop. Sanctify us, and we'll praise thy name. Father, I pray that your word will go forth this evening in plainness and clearness, that it will be effective. I know it will not return void, and that people will be blessed and delivered in Jesus' name. I'm asking you tonight for we all, we prayed for him before, and we thank you for answered prayer, but we're asking again for this wee lad. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you touch his wee stomach and touch his body and whatever's wrong with him, that you make him whole and make him well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bless all the nurses and all the doctors as well, and all the hospitals, clinics throughout the land, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Father, we ask this evening for the help of the Holy Spirit, and I do take the Holy Ghost now to help me, and I thank you that you do undertake for me, in Jesus Christ's precious name, amen, amen. God bless you all this evening, praise God. What kind of faith do we need for healing? I really believe that faith is actually a revelation given by God. Now, revelation, when God gives you a revelation, it is personal to you, and it's something God reveals personally to you, so therefore it belongs to you, nobody else. And faith must be personal. I could use my faith to pray for you, you could use your faith to pray for me, that's good, but every single one of us need our own faith. Now, if you're saved, the book of Romans is clear, and it says to every one of us, God has given or granted a measure of faith. Praise God. Now, there's four facts or four truths that I want to look at tonight about faith. 4, just beside Zephaniah, Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. And here's the part. But the just shall live by his faith. This verse contains certain simple, vital facts. First of all, faith is individual. Mark that down. Number one, faith is individual. The righteous man lives by his own faith. He doesn't live by the faith of someone else, but he lives by the faith that God has given personally to him. He doesn't live by somebody else's faith. You cannot rely on the faith of your husband, or the faith of your wife, or the faith of your parents, or even on the faith of a pastor, an elder, or a deacon. You must have your own individual faith from God. You have to face this responsibility yourself. No one else can face this responsibility for you. God will not accept anybody else's faith as a permanent substitute for yours. Now, somebody could use faith to pray for you and bring you deliverance. We believe that. But for permanent faith or a substitute, God won't work like that. You will have to have your own faith in God, just like salvation. You must have your own salvation. My salvation won't take you to heaven. There's no grandchildren, only sons and daughters. And by grace through faith are you saved, and that none of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Now, temporary, all right, faith of someone else can work temporary to pray for you and so forth. But God expects you to acquire your own personal faith. Living by faith is all-inclusive. Mark that down. Living by faith is all-inclusive. So, first of all, we see you must have your own personal faith, just like you must have your own personal experience of salvation. Now, secondly, mark this down tonight. Secondly, we need to see how all-inclusive this statement is in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. I want you to see how all-exclusive this statement is. This is the second thought I want you to see tonight. The just shall live by faith. Living includes everything. Breathing, thinking, walking, talking, working, and the rest. Everything is by faith. The only basis acceptable to God for any kind of activity is the faith basis. Faith is everything. Romans 14, verse 23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eat not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So God wants us to have faith. Praise God. All-inclusive faith. It doesn't matter if it is religious activity. If it is not based on faith, it is sinful to God. There is only one basis in which God will accept any activity. That's the basis of faith. It's like people trying to work their way to heaven through religion, through a program. There's nothing wrong with being good. There's nothing wrong with some programs. But none of them things will actually save you or make you any better, really. It is only by faith in Jesus Christ alone that we're saved. And you must have all-inclusive faith. That's what God's looking for. Hebrews 11 verse 6 is clear. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This very scripture, Hebrews 11 verse 6. My father gave me this scripture many years ago. I was going out one night, traveling to Bonbridge, to the friend's house, and I was praying for a word from the Lord, and my father gave me this scripture almost 30 years ago. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a reward. honor women, but God in a theophanic form, in a physical body that he made himself, came to Abraham, and he spoke to Abraham. You know he was visited with Melchizedek, Genesis 18. And he came to Abraham and he said, I am exceeding shield, that's your protector, and thy great reward. Walk thou before me and be thou perfect. And the Bible says, Abraham believed God, and Romans 4 tells us it was imputed to him for righteousness. Abraham and his own faith that God revealed to him, that God gave to him, and even though he was faced with an impossibility, Sarah having children was impossible physically in every way, but God's power came upon Sarah because Abraham believed it, he never doubted, he staggered not, but was strong in faith, and Sarah conceived, and Isaac was born. Praise God. Maybe you're facing something tonight that's impossible. I want to tell you that God wants you to have faith. Faith. But without faith, you'll never please God. God wants you not just to have hope, hoping it'll be alright. That's not faith. God wants you to have faith. Many people are trying to please God without faith. You can't please God without faith. The life of faith also is progressive. Number three, the life of faith is progressive. We need to see that the life of faith is progressive. It is not static. It does not stand still. A man or woman living by faith don't stand still. It is not a condition. Many misunderstand this aspect of faith. And it is a greater snare of the majority of Christians today. They misunderstand this aspect of faith. And it becomes a snare to them. Many Christians today are snared because they misunderstand this aspect of faith. They often feel they come to a place where they're able to say, this is it. If you're a Christian tonight and you think you've reached the pinnacle and you've reached the top and this is it, I'm telling you, you're wrong. There is still yet further to go with God. There is still yet more with God. God never takes away. He adds to. Those are the words of a great prophet of God. He never takes away. He adds to. Many times, people think they have arrived or they know it all. And if you think you've arrived and you know it all, you become static, really. But God doesn't want you to do that. I don't believe that it's scriptural when you think you know it all and you know you've arrived type of thing. Life is something that's progressive. It never stands still. Look what the Apostle Paul said in Athens in Acts 17 verse 28. Acts 17, verse 28, the words of Paul in Athens. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. One thing is for sure, if you live, you move. God does not want mannequins. God wants living, active, working Christians. Praise God. Your faith, your works actually proves your faith. You know the Bible says your works prove your faith. We're not saved by works, but our works proves our faith. If we're real believers, we will have works, good works. They should follow us, but we're not saved by works. But when we're saved, we should certainly have works that follow. When you cease to move altogether, you're actually dead. God wants his people to be moving. Just like the children of Israel, they followed the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. They were on the move all the time. God told them to be intense so that they could pick them up and move forward. And God's people need to be a people that is on the move for God. This is true in the natural, and it is also true in the spiritual. If you sit about and do nothing, you become lazy and slothful. But when you start to move and start to be active, like your muscles, if you want to exercise the muscle, you must move the muscle, you must work the muscle. And God wants us to exercise our faith in him. Job 17, verse 9 tells us, the righteous also shall hold on his way. And he that his Son cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. You should check from time to time your own spiritual condition. Check your own condition. Are you moving forward or are you moving backward? Are you further forward this year than you were last year? Are you closer to the Lord? Do you love Him more? Do you pray more? Are you seeking Him more? Or are you going back west? Check yourselves. Stir up yourselves tonight. This is a message for every one of us, for me as well, that we need to check ourselves and see if we're in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves. Will you be in the faith? Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. God does not want us to be reprobates, children with no father. We have a Father, and we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to get closer to Him and love Him more. Is the light brighter today than it was yesterday? Is the light brighter now than it was a year ago? Maybe I'm speaking to someone this evening that's not where they should be. Maybe you're backslid. Maybe you've gone from the Lord. Maybe you're no longer reading your Bible or praying. Maybe you're not attending any services or listening to the Word of God being preached and ministered. Hear me this evening. God has set a fivefold ministry in the church for a reason, for a purpose, for the perfection of the saints, till we all come into the unity, into the one glorious, perfect body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to hear the Word of God. We need the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the apostles, prophets, and so forth, the full fivefold ministry, and nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then the other fruits of the Spirit also. That's what we need to have. The only basis for faith is actually God's Word. There's no other basis for faith. Your church is not your basis for faith. Your pastor is not your basis for faith. Your basis for faith must be the Word of God. God's Word must become your center, your absolute, your everything. There's nothing can be put in front of the Word of God or above it, because the Word of God stands alone. It's not just a good Christian book. It is absolutely the absolute authority. It is the Word made flesh. In the beginning, John 1 verse 1, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He is that Word. Now look at this fourth thought this evening. The fourth thing we need to see about faith is that it is only one basis. One basis. True faith is only one basis. It is based solely, exclusively on the Bible, the Word of Almighty God. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The great majority of Christians who seek healing seek it only in hope, but not also in faith. So they do not receive it, because it's only a hope, hoping. In other words, they may not want to receive it, but they haven't made the request relying on the basis and the qualifications for healing that are provided in God's Word. That's what you need tonight. You need the Word of God. They are seeking healing on the basis of hope, but they have omitted the real faith. They may not even know the difference between the two. Yet again, what God has promised of faith, He has not made it available to hope apart from faith. Hope's no good apart from faith, but it is good if you've got faith to make it operate. Let us therefore examine more closely the basis, the differences between faith and hope. How can we fully understand this crucial difference between faith and hope? 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Now let me say this. That is indicating the religion of the heart. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And for an helmet, the hope experience. They're both necessary in our Christian existence. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, and we know that is love. Charity is love. It means love. So you can have all these things, but if you haven't got love, it's no good. But now by the faith. But notice that faith and hope are quite distinct. Faith is a substance. Here and now in your heart of things that you're hoping for in the future. It is a sure persuasion, if you like, an unalterable conviction concerning the reality of things not seen. And those unseen things are what God says in His Word. God says it in His Word. We must have faith to believe it. Mark 11, verse 22 to 24 says this. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now they say in the original writings, in the Greek dialogue, in the original writings, they say that it doesn't say in the original, have faith in God. But they say in the original writing, it says, have the faith of God. Now hold that for a moment. Here your King James says, have faith in God. But the original says, have the faith of God. Now if you've got the faith of God, there's no unbelief in that faith. That's the faith that Abraham had. Abraham had the faith that God gave him. By revelation, Abraham was given faith, the faith of God. That he knew it was going to happen. There was no persuading him out of it. He knew it. He believed it. And it happened. For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. Don't believe in 6 months' time. But if you pray tonight, believe it's done. Now don't worry what it looks like, or feels like, what the church says, or what the doctor says. This is the unfailing promises of God. This is real faith. Real faith goes beyond looking. We walk by faith, not sight. Remember that. That's the word of God. We're walking by faith, not sight. So even though it looks the opposite, you believe what God's word says. You declare it done. Amen. So whatever you're praying for, declare it done. Believe it done. When ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise God. Having faith in what God has said in His word is the only kind of response acceptable to God. And I'm closing in a moment here this evening. Having faith, what God has said in His Word is the only kind of response acceptable to God. Now God has told you here that if you believe it when you pray, you can have it. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Through faith, we understand the words were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the things you see today were not made from things that appear, but God spoke them. God spoke them. Through faith, we understand the words were framed by the Word of God. It was by the Word of God. The whole world, everything you see, is by the Word of God. Through faith, that the words were framed by the Word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So you didn't see it first, but before there was anything, God spoke it. God said it, and it came forth. Genesis, let there be light. There was light. That's why spoken word is the original seed. Hear that this evening. Spoken word is the original seed. God spoke a word, and it produced something. God spoke a word and it produced something. The word of God is still alive today. There's no word of God void of power. But remember that the Bible says in Jeremiah that to perform it and to bring it to pass. In other words, behind all physical material life, everything that we know in the natural realm, everything that we know in the natural realm, there is the unseen, invisible, eternal, unchanging reality of God's word behind it. The earth you see, the mountains you see, the sky you see, are formed. They came into being because God said, come forth. God spoke. The word was framed by the words of God. My friend this evening, my brother, my sister, whoever's listening in tonight, you think of this. If God can speak the world and it can come forth, surely God can speak a new heart for you, a new arm for you, a new foot for you. Whatever your condition is, God can speak it. Remember this, that we are promised by the mouth of a vindicated prophet sent from God, that he said that there would come a ministry just before the rapture where the word would be spoken and limbs could be created unto people. And I believe that tonight, because the word was framed by the word of God. But God can give us a revelation of faith or a revelation into any situation, and God can bring it to pass. Let's believe for little Ollie tonight. We pray. We're going to pray again. I want all you that's tuned in to agree with me. Agree with me in prayer that God will do it. My brother's listening in tonight. He can testify to what I'm going to say. Of a young man that, when he was almost dead, and the situation looked absolutely impossible, and I went to the hospital to pray for him, and my brother said, well, and I said, everything's going to be all right. And he said, I believe it. When he said, I believe it, the Bible said, if two agree, it shall be done. If two on earth agree is touching anything, it shall come to pass. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. Let's agree together tonight for little Ollie, this wee boy with a stomach problem, that God will touch him, that God will heal him. This is the reason I'm on here tonight. I'm on here to pray. I'm not just here to preach salvation. I believe in preaching salvation, but I'm here to pray for the sick. That's part of the commission of God, to pray for the sick and the suffering. And I want you to believe with me tonight. I'm going to pray again. The presence of the Lord's here. The Holy Spirit's here. When Jesus was on earth, I love the scripture where it says, you know, they let the man down through the roof. They broke up the tiles of the house. They smashed the roof up to let him in to Jesus. And they lowered him down in a basket to the Lord. And my Bible tells me the power of the Lord was present to heal. Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. The power of the Lord was present to heal. Praise God. Also this evening, we want to pray for Pastor James McConnell. I'm not sure how bad he is on all the details, but people's been asking to pray for a Brother McConnell. Let's pray this evening that God will touch him as well. And this little boy, Ollie, will you agree with me? Will you bow with me this evening? And if you have a need, I want you to believe God for your need. And I want you to pray for me as well. Pray for me as well for God's leadership. I want to be in the center of the will of God. I don't want man's opinion. I want God's perfect will. Bow your hands with me. The Lord bless you all. Father, we thank you this evening for your precious word of truth. We thank you that your word says that your ear is ever open to our cry. And it says that we believe and know how to give good gifts to our children. If they ask for a bread, we wouldn't give them a stone. And how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Father, we're asking for the rain in the time. against him. But you know, when leprosy gets into the person, it eats their fingers off, and it eats their toes off, and parts of their body, even their nose, could be eaten off with leprosy. And the Bible says Jesus cleansed them, so he made them clean. But I want you to think of this. But one of them lepers come back to Jesus. One of them come back. And he'd already been cleansed, but the Lord said to him, be thou made whole, complete. So that they were all cleansed, but one of them come back, made whole, complete. That means all the fingers that were missing all come back. The nose, the parts of the body that was eaten off with leprosy, because he came back again to thank the Lord, Jesus said, be thou whole, be thou complete, not just cleansed, but complete. That's a lesson for us to see. Not only will the blood of Jesus cleanse you, but the word of God sent forth will heal you. He sent his word and healed them. Be whole, be complete, wonderful, wonderful Savior. Praise God as we listen this little song this evening. Just a little longer. Praise God, and the song of God will sound. God bless you all. God bless everyone. And we'll all be glorified. Here it is. Sing along where we are. Just a little longer, and we'll meet him in the sky. Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and we'll all be glorified. Here he is, you draw with now. Just a little longer, and we'll meet him in the sky. Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and we'll all be glory bound. Jesus, you're a dancing rolling down. Just a little longer, and we'll be him in the sky. God bless you all this evening. Don't forget this Sunday morning at Bella Cross, our full address is on our church webpage, Omega Ministry, Bonbridge. Go on, the sermons and information on it. But this Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Brother Samuel McKinstry will be bringing the Word of God this Sunday morning. Come along if you're free. Pray for Brother Samuel. Come and hear the Word of God preached under the anointing of God, where God can bring you deliverance from every situation in your life. Then at 4:30 p.m. Sunday evening, I will be back on again, the Lord willing, and the Lord is willing. God bless you all. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow, child of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then, wherever you go. God bless you all this evening.